USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Closing out their case, House Democrats warned in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial that the president will persist in abusing his power and endangering American democracy unless Congress intervenes to remove him before the 2020 election. As the Democrats finished their third day before skeptical Republican senators, Trump's legal team prepared to start his defense this weekend. Trump said in a tweet, "Looks like my lawyers will be forced to start on Saturday, which is called Death Valley on television and is unfair." Trump's main attorney, Jay Sekulow, said, "We're going to put on an affirmative case starting tomorrow." Republicans are defending Trump's actions as appropriate and casting the impeachment trial as politically motivated to weaken him in his reelection campaign. The Republicans hold a 53-47 majority in the Senate, and his eventual acquittal is considered likely. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
E-commerce now has an increasing amount of fake merchandise, and private companies in the United States must do more to address the problem, according to Trump administration officials. An action plan was released by the Department of Homeland Security, and it says the government will apply increased scrutiny of e-commerce, including the third-party sellers who sell their goods on major online sites, as well as shippers and operators of the warehouse where the merchandise is stored. It calls on e-commerce companies to strengthen protection for consumers by more thoroughly screening third-party sellers who use their sites. Healthcare companies led a broad slide across U.S. stocks as increased fears over the spread of the deadly outbreak of the coronavirus has rattled the markets. The S&P 500 had its worst day since early October. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 170 points to 28,989, and the NASDAQ lost 87.5 points to 93,14. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A Canadian-born rock superstar has now become a United States citizen. For more on that story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Neil Young making the announcement on his website as he'd been trying for months to obtain dual citizenship, explaining to his fans the process was delayed because of the good moral character provision in the immigration application, as Young admitted to smoking marijuana. On Wednesday, Young and his wife, actress Daryl Hannah, obtained his naturalization documents in L.A., celebrating in an Instagram video singing, "I'm proud to be a Canadian, half American." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thousands of protesters continue to gather in central Baghdad to demand that American troops leave the country as anti-U.S. feelings run high following the drone strike ordered by President Donald Trump 3 weeks ago that killed a top Iranian general. It was being called the Million Man March, with crowds stretching for miles in every direction. The attack had already triggered angry demonstrations previously that spilled over into attacks against the United States Embassy in Baghdad that triggered the deployment of more U.S. troops to protect American citizens and their interests. U.S. officials have halted all counter-ISIS operations for the roughly 5,000 American troops who have worked closely with Iraqi counterparts. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.